The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is InStudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here. Today, we're having a beautiful day, lots of sunshine like yesterday. And of course, if you live in the Toronto or surrounding area, you've had a lot of snow in the last couple of days. And digging out myself out of my driveway was not fun. I actually got to the point where I gave up and decided to use the truck to push the snow out so I could leave. Anyway, we've survived it and it's a great day. We're going to have a good time. Thank you for tuning in to Barrington Awaken. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to be on your best behavior. We want you to have and live your best self. Not best behavior in the form of being humble or subservient to anybody, but the best behavior in relations to living the best life possible. You are your creator. You are the one who has brought you to where you are today. You are the one that is responsible for your action, every single one of them, by the way you think. What you've created is a result of what you have been thinking about. The program we do, the show we talk, you listen to as I speak, is all geared towards you living your best self. Mainly learning that you are the most important part of this existence. Your life matters. The thoughts that you put into your head will give you the results that you're looking at or able to look at today should you stand in front of the mirror. Circumstance will always present itself. However, it's an opportunity at this moment that has brought out what has been inside of you in which you had a thought about some time ago. Is it greatness? Is it disaster? We create our own self by the method in which we think or what we plan to do with our lives. A manifestation, if you wish, of a secret desire that resides within you. It was a thought that you had, and eventually it came to reality. Wake up and understand that you have the ability to create anything you want. Imagine yourself with a garden, and it's a beautiful garden, well manicured, well taken care of, and everything in there is just beautiful to your standard, your expectation, or a piece of artwork, however you want to fashion this. Or you can imagine the same garden that's filled with weeds, and you can't see the beauty of it all if you're not into weeds or shrubs, or, you know, I've seen some messy looking gardens and people enjoyed it. I'm talking about realizing who you are. When I use the garden analogy, you are the one that can determine whether or not it is clear, weedless, Read Free, or it's the one with all the shrubs in it. We have the same ability to create ourselves that way. If you remove the ill thoughts, if you remove the bad, the negative, all the things, then you will just have what is left. And it's a sight of beauty and happiness. So the whole idea of raising you to a higher level of consciousness is for you to fully understand that you are your own creator. Where you stand today is a thought you had yesterday. If you desire to be someplace else tomorrow, it's a thought that will begin today. Wake up. Open your eyes. You have the ability to create anything you want in life for yourself. If you wanted to have that sleek, nice body, you can't do it with food. The food comes after, the thought brings about the food. So the original initiator of this that you want to create is your thoughts. You plant, you will reap. What you plant, you will reap. What you sow is what you've planted. Okay? Sorry, what you reap is as a result of what you've sown. Pardon that. Okay, saying all of this, you have the ability to be your own creator. We're trying to raise you to the highest level of consciousness to bring you to a place where you have this understanding of creating what is fantastic for life, should you choose it. Wake up. Wake up. You can have your gardens filled with shrubs, or you can have it filled with beautiful orchids and roses and whatever else that you like. Wake up. Your thoughts and your creation is of the same. They work hand in hand. Your character and your thoughts of the same. It is what you have planted. Wake yourself up to a higher level of consciousness. Come to the show. Learn how to be the best self. Learn to accept the fact that the God that exists is you. You will create what you want from life. If you're not where you need, where you are, so where you want to be, this is where you have the opportunity, the platform to change it. No matter how bad things seem, you still have the ability to step in and make changes. I would like to add, I heard a story yesterday and I thought it was quite interesting, and it gives me a little chuckle because I realize how true it is. You see, this man had decided to end his life because he thought it was going very badly for him. So he went about at it, and he climbed up into a tree to put an end to it. And before he was to do that act, he decided he'll have his last fruit to eat, last bite or whatever to eat, and it happened to be a banana. So he peeled a banana, then he ate it, and he dropped the banana, the peel, on the ground under a tree. And a man walked by, saw the banana peel, picked it up, and he ate it. The man in the tree changed his mind because he realized there's a lot more, there's a lot worse things that could be in his path. I hope at that moment he decides to change the fuel that's making everything go crazy. I want to thank all the listeners for coming in, people tuning in today. I do get a lot of emails from you. I appreciate it. And I do get to them sometimes. I spend hours answering them, but I still do. I try to get to every single one of them. I appreciate you doing that. If you wanted to send an email, and you could send it to awaken1308@gmail.com. awaken1308@gmail.com. That's where I get the comments from. Also, to let you know that this show will repeat itself on Thursday at 10 o'clock at night if you are available. The listenership is growing. I appreciate you tuning in. And of course, I do appreciate the welcome and the love that you send back this way. Thank you very much. To all the longtime listeners, new listeners, from wherever you are in the world, to everyone, I say, welcome home. Okay, I said all of that earlier because I wanted to talk about karma. And karma is that, you know, everybody said karma is a bit, you know, the rest of that. And they're probably right. But I want to say that you do have good karma as well as you have bad karma. Like, if you think good, you do good things, you live a good life, good things will happen to you. If you don't do that and you do the total opposite, then the opposite of the good will happen to you. Will it happen while you're still consciously aware of it? I'm not sure at what point in the journey, but what you take must be given back if it wasn't yours. And you haven't heard me say this for a while, so here goes. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You're setting yourself up for something. You're stockpiling. You're bringing garbage into your house or allowing the weeds in the garden to grow. Pardon the expression. And when that happens, it's because of what's on your mind, where your thought patterns are. And if you're in a negative space, you're going down the rabbit hole and you're thinking bad about things, chances are you're just ordering it in. The ones who die from the disease they fear the most is because they called it on, or the methods, or end up in a bad place. So you will have to pay for all of that. It's called karma. If you take it, you will have to give it back. It might not be the monetary gain. Should you go out and take $5 from somebody tomorrow morning, someone's going to knock on your door and says, you owe me five. It doesn't work that way, but something will have to come in to compensate. And the debt that you've built, you will have to repay it. It is life. If you have danced to the music, you must pay the piper. Everyone, a lot of people has asked, do you pay for it in this life or in the next life? It's all settled up here. The party happened here. Before you leave here, you have to give it back. Before you check out, pardon the expression, you have to tally up. And that's how life works. When you go to the grocery store, you put everything in your cart and you push it to the teller or the checkout person, people, and you pay for it and then you go. Our life isn't, sorry to compare it to the grocery store, but this is how life is. If you dance to the music, you have to pay a piper. It is just life. And this is where karma comes in to you. Yes, if you do good, you get good things happening if you do bad. But if you've hurt somebody and you carry this guilt, or the thought of this act that you've committed, you're holding on to it in your mind. You're seeing it in your mind, and you're bringing in the consequence of it. Is it an illness? I'm not sure. Is it, God forbid, one of your siblings? Or I don't know. Whatever the case may be, it's going to be that if you've done the dance, you have to pay the piper. We talk about karma, and it exists. It's real. Is it going to get you if you're unconsciously aware of it? Should an accident happen that may have been your fault, but you're unaware of it? Well, you didn't see it in the mind's eye. You didn't bring it on. So therefore, it's very unlikely that you'll be paying for that debt. Or if somebody smack you across the face, you might be getting that from the other side. I'm making a joke. That's not possible. When you take, you're going to have to give. I make references all the time about taking, filling your cup with something that doesn't belong. And what happens in this, your cup is already full and you go out and you take from others and put it into your new cup. What is truly you is being spilt out to make room for what is not truly you. When you put the new substance into your, let's assume, fresh, clean cup of water, you're polluting it with the tar or the, you know, the other thing, maybe the vodka. Not to disrespect the vodka, but I'm just saying, you're changing the substance of your own cup by taking from other people or others in general. You will be paying for it. That is karma. Just letting you know, in case you didn't know. When you live a spiritual life, you're generally easy going with the flow. You're following all the good of life. You're following all that is required. You're doing life as nature intended it. We all want power. We all want to be recognized. We all want to be a part of this. Or is that just the ego speaking out loud? We're not sure. But we should be living a life of spirituality in which you're innocuous to everybody that surrounds you. because they, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, they're you. They are you. They're a part of you. You're connected. A lot of people have said, no, we're not all the same. They disagree. And I've always said, well, tell me how you're better. Different, I'll accept. When you see the forest with the trees in it, they all produce fruits. And you can't tell me which one is the better one. We judge them. We make an opinion on them. We have a favorite. But which is the best one? Because they all serve a different purpose. They all do different things in life, much like our academic training. We're trained to do different things. When you go through life and you live a spiritual life, like I said, you're innocent and you're harmless in every way possible, you will understand that you're truly guided and connected to nature. We want you to wake up to the reality of understanding that you are your own maker. Do not create something that's going to be chaos to you. Learn and respect the fact that everyone who walks this planet were connected to the same source. Much like the left hand is connected to the right pinky. Different roots to get to it, but they are. Or the toes are still connected to your nose. By the journey between the two of them, they're connected, and people are the same. Every living part of our existence that carries life is connected to the same source that we're connected to, because the soul and the spiritual existence is life. And if it exists in every single living creature, being, plant, whatever on this planet, it's the same. Yes, you have the right to say you're not a monkey. I totally agree. You're human beings. We are human beings, and we're all the same. To think that you want to be an edge above, or to be better, or to do wrong or unjust to anyone, you are just digging a grave for yourself. Karma is a bitch. Have we got anything there, sir?
We got just a couple of emails here. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, and you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, and Brett wrote in and he says, happy non-snow day today. I know what you were talking about, Barrington. It was a bee to get out of my driveway. That's from Brett. So thank you, Brett. Catherine writes in, very interesting topic today. We understand karma, good karma, bad karma, but what really does cause karma? That's from Catherine, and back to you.
Hey, Catherine, that's a very interesting question. And I was actually just having a conversation earlier this morning about what causes it. I think it's the balance. When you look at life like yin and yang, there for every action, there has to be a need for reaction. You know, if you, the yin and yang of life suggests the delicate balance of life. For every action, there needs to be an equal force of reaction. Like when you do something of injustice, now what brings it on, and I think that's probably, I'm guessing, this is my own hypothesis, I'm guessing that you are asking, why does it happen? What causes us to face it? And I think it's when you put your mind on it, the object that you've done. Like I said in the when I was doing the monologue, if you steal $5 and you feel guilty about it, you're holding that image of that in your mind, and it's coming towards you. And the load alone of holding that image, or the regret or the fear, whatever you may feel, will be the result of the karma because of what you've done. Should you not have remorse about it? Will it happen? Yes, because the delicate balance has to occur. What causes it is that everything has to balance. It's the laws of science. Every action is equal, has its own and equal reaction. Yin and yang says this all. The world has to stay balanced. If you take, you will have to give. Imagine picking up all the water in Eastern Canada, not the water, the soil in Eastern Canada, and bring it over to Western Canada. Inevitably, something has got to give. You can't do that. If you take some out, you got to put some back. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Oh, Brett. Yeah, it was a horrible snow weekend. And Friday night, I was driving home very late as it was coming down, and I had to deal with it. Many cars off the side of the road are just stuck. But it is part of being a Canadian, eh? And we have to do this. So it was fun. It was a bad snow day, but we've moved on, and hopefully it'll get better. And thank you for the non-snow day. Today's not such a bad day. I got to the office, and I couldn't park in my regular spot because the snow guys haven't been here yet. Why do we pay them? Anyway, I didn't mean that. That was just a joke. I'm sure they're busy doing a lot of other important work than ours. We're talking about karma, and we're getting good questions about karma. People want to know why karma exists. And if you were listening, I would have given it my best shot of explaining it. It's a delicate balance. You need to create balance. And if you can't just take from one side and not, you know, do all these things. So that's what that's all about. So we're talking about karma. How do you get there? And not to the karma part. How do you get to where you feel there's a debt that you have to pay and you're concerned about it? Is it going to be physical? Is it going to be like a part of your health? Is it going to be financial? It's going to be whatever it's going to be. There's going to be a sacrifice that you must give. It's not a sacrifice. It's a debt that you must pay because of something that you've done. Now, what brings you to the path is what we're sort of talking about. And it's when you think of how you want to do bad things in life and you want to get through all these, you know, easy way out, if there's such a thing. We tend to think of, like, for example, if you're trying to do a crime or you plan this crime and you end up, you know, eventually doing this crime, you're in that mode of thinking about it for a very long time. You're now standing in the face and in the path of going down this wrong road. And you, depending on how long you spend there and how many of your friends are there or how much you think or fantasize about it, you are putting your time investing into that negativity, negative road, negative street, negative path, garden with a lot of weeds in it. Equally said and can be done is if you put yourself on the opposite side of the fence where you don't allow these things to come into your thoughts. The minute a weed pop up, you pull it out, toss it away, and you will have this well-manicured life with great things that will come your path and the goodness that you want. When you create a fantastic garden, forest, life, everything, you will notice that the children that are people that you live with will start to follow you, or they'll separate from you, because that's how life is. You can't have a bushy, well-groomed garden. They don't seem to work together. So they'll find their own path and they'll seek it, as you have found one and you're seeking it. The idea of keeping your mind pure and clean is what is responsible for your good health, your good lifestyle, maybe longevity, your success, definitely your success. And I don't mean that in a sense of you're going to have, you know, an abundance of a lot of things. You're just going to be more successful within yourself, be happy and content. Okay? Your success is a result of happiness. So seek happy first. If you seek the path of a clear path of where you want to be, you will have less resistance as you get used to it and the world opens up to you and the universe provides wisdom and knowledge to you. You could see danger way ahead, or you could see that dandelion trying to pop its head up so you avert it, or you are now in a different mindset. There's not a man out there who's not in a situation that he didn't put himself into. You know what I mean? Certain elements of his life has brought him to that existence, to his reality now. So, did it start last night? No, it did not. It's something that you are thinking of for a very long time. And the more you think about it, the more it becomes real to you. The more it becomes real to you. The longer you hold it onto you hold it into your mind, the more shorter the distance for it to travel. You're going towards it, it's coming towards you. You're telling the soul that this is what you desire. A clean head, clear head, will always manifest a clean body, a healthy body. This is just how they work. A sour face that you see on a person didn't happen last night. It's the sour thoughts that they've had for a very long time. Maybe resentment, fear, whatever it is. And it's been said that fear kills people just as fast as a bullet. Could kill somebody as fast as a bullet. So you want to live without those things. And this is how life works. Tap into your own spiritual way of life. Tap into what you seek, what your desires are, and dig deep to find out what those are. And please don't let them be bad. But can you be forgiven? Now, this is a very good question I had just this week. Can you be forgiven for the karma that's coming towards you? Can you repent? Let's just say that word. You've done something wrong a long time ago, and you're unaware of the karma that you may have to pay. Well, you know what? The guilt alone, the guilt that you may feel, or you may be feeling, what for something that you may have done or something that you're doing, well, that could be the payment, the penalty. It's how you feel about it and how it makes you feel. But remember that when you're carrying around this gloom and doom thought in your mind, you're also carrying around the negativity that comes with it. And you are restricted. Now, how do you get rid of it? You can ask for repentance of yourself, meaning that you say to yourself, I forgive me for what I've done. Let me move on and not do it again and correct it if possible. Forgiveness of self is a must. Forgiveness in general is a must. If somebody has done you wrong and you choose not to forgive them because you're being mad or you're being vindictive, think of the load that you're carrying every single day. And the person that you're carrying it for may not even be aware of you, even your existence, let alone you carrying it. Put it down. Let it go. Forgive them. Karma will come and take care of the whatever the bad things you're feeling about yourself. Allow yourself to be free, though. Allow yourself to live without the guilt of what you may have done. And can it be forgiven? I just said that. And if you're carrying the load and you're thinking about it, the more you think about it, the more it comes towards you. And you can't not stop yourself from thinking about it. Once you've done it, you know, it's like ringing a bell. There's not a known way to unring that bell. You've done it. You've heard it. It is what it is. But forgiveness and moving on and willing to accept life, knowing it is what it is, will get that heavy boulder off your back or off your head or wherever you're carrying it. A lot of us carry it in the hip or wherever it may be. Forgiveness is a must, and you must do it. If you're on a path, I've always wondered when I watch television and I see or hear about something that's going on, and you know, the police, for example, would make a big bust of this crime that's happening somewhere. I wonder if the people that are in the same channel doing the same crime even has a reaction to it. Do they think, oh, it'll never be me, sucker, that person, those people are suckers. I am better, I'm smarter. We have a more sophisticated system. Or do they actually acknowledge the fact that it's a matter of time before it becomes their turn? I always had that question. Like I wondered if the person that is doing the same crime that's being revealed on TV ever think that they are not going to have to pay for whatever it is that they're doing. Always crossed my mind. Anyhow, so we're talking about karma because this is what we do. And the intent of the show, and I said earlier, is to raise you up to a higher level of consciousness. Now, today's topic, of course, is about what happens when you choose not to be good to other people or other things, or just be mean. Mean, like a lot of people practice being mean. I don't get that at all. When you're showing people your meanness, you're showing them your weakness, your insecurity that you feel for yourself. And I say this quite a bit. The world is as it is. We will choose to live a life, and I think a lot of us has, by maybe circumstance or thoughts or whatever the situation is for ourselves, but we have the control and power within us. we have this, let's say, innate ability to change our situation. And it's by fueling the mind with the proper things. If you want to change the way you look, you don't like it, it's about adjusting your thoughts. If you want to change the way about how your pockets are, you know, full or empty with a hole in it, it's about the thoughts. If you wanted to build this great company, it's about, or get with that person, you know, that's a, it's about the thoughts. So it's what you put in, what you plant. And I said that earlier, it is what you plant. You will reap it. So try on this change of life for you, waking up to a different reality or allowing yourself to be awoke. Everything you have within you is all that you need to make the you that you desire. Everything you have within you. If you've tried, and I had a gentleman email us a few weeks back, and he was saying that he has tried many different approaches through life, and many different approaches didn't work out for him, and he was still struggling in life, and his health is bad and all these things. And I gave him the best answer I could at the time, and the more I think about it, I realize that the fuel that is generating the thoughts is what needs to be changed. So you need to change the thoughts that you're having. If you see yourself as failing, you will fail. If you see yourself as maybe too skinny, you probably are, but you have to change what you've seen. If you see yourself as big, you probably are. You have to be able to change how you see yourself, change the thoughts. My son, who's mid-20s now, telling me that the abs are made in the kitchen. And I said, I know that. It's how you eat, how you treat yourself, how you feed yourself. Your health is how, what thoughts you carry on. Your health. Everything that you deal with, it's what you put in your mind. And I said, I think it was Winston Churchill that says, if you're going to go to war and you think you're going to lose, there's no point in going. You've already lost. Stay home and hug the kids. I don't know what you're going to do. However, you can't approach it with a negative approach, with a negative thought of failure. If you want success, it's about how you think and how you see yourself. There's a great book out there. I read that. I read it quite a few times. And it talks about As a Man Thinketh is the book. The book is called As a Man Thinketh. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Mark, can't remember his name. Alan something. I'll look it up in a minute. Yeah, As a Man Thinketh. And it just goes through talking about how you can program the mind simply by the thoughts that you have. Dave Allen, I think. No, wouldn't be him. And so on. And as you put this into your mind, you will see this. James Allen, that's who it is. I knew it would come in. I have to search the old brain back there. Okay, so As a Man Thinketh, and it's by James Allen. You should really sit down, and you could get it on audiobook apparently, but I'm an old school guy. I still like to turn the pages. Anyway, it talks about programming in your mind and how you could plant what you want to see. You can plant that in your mind and you will manifest it. And what you plant is what will grow. What you set for yourself is what will come. Now, when you start setting out this beautiful pattern of the life that you're looking for and you want to, please do not change your mind halfway through and then complain that it doesn't work. You have to see the path and keep it clear and just go. If you start saying, you're starting to build a fire, right? You're just about getting the sparks up and you put some wood in it and it's starting to burn, and then you throw a bucket of water on it. You know how long it's going to take for you to undo that situation so you could get back to where you were a second ago? It's going to take some time. And I heard a negative thought is 16 times as powerful as a positive thought. However, like I said, if you've made a path and this is where you want to go, do not stop in the journey and say, this is crazy, it's not working, and turn around Like I said, if you pour water on that spot that you're about to make the fire on, it's going to take you a long time to get back to that point. Keep going. Be consistent. You will get there. You have to see it. I don't know how long it's going to take. You could be traveling light with good running shoes or wearing heavy concrete boots or, you know, depending on how determined you are, how aggressive you are towards getting there. Your goal is achievable. And I'm saying all of this simply because I remember getting, a phone call of a gentleman that said he had tried and tried and tried everything. And I didn't at the point click in to say, what about the thoughts? And it will take some time to undo what is already done. That's not where we wanted to go today. I just remembered it, so I just thought I'd throw it out there. These things happen to me. We're talking about karma. And if you're going to do bad, you're going to get bad. And if you're going to do good, good will happen to you. And you do have to pay it back. Is it here? Is it while you're in the physical? Yes, it is here on this side. When I say this side, I mean as you are in a physical body on earth, as you know what you see, you hear, you feel, you taste, and all these things. And when you do transfer back over into the spiritual world, then you're clean as you've gone through the rejuvenation process, you've gone through the filtration process, and you're back to what you were before you came here. And it's just happened to be here that all the dirt pops up on you, and the smut, the bad things, the bad thoughts, the power trip, the guilt, the hate, and all these things happen simply because we have a body. And if we didn't have a body, none of it would happen. But hey, guess what? We have a body. Let's take good care of it. Let's feed it properly with good nutritional thoughts and food and sleep and rest and live that awesome life. Live in the spiritual way. What you are doing is serving you. It's fantastic. What I challenge a lot of people to do is take a good look inside, see what it's all about. Nothing will change about the physical side of you, maybe, unless you want changes to happen. But as you see, that the load that we carry through life is unnecessary. It is unnecessary. You follow the path of spirituality, or say, philosophy. It is a prevention. And if you choose not to, then you're going to go with psychology. One of these two things will have you lay down on somebody's couch and try to tell them what the problem is, and they'll try to fix it for you, which I don't know if they can, without fully knowing what the seed or the fertilizer to all the causes. That's my take. But simply, one of them is a prevention and one is a cure. And I think the whole spiritual path is the way to the cure. Is the cure. No, I said that wrong. Is the prevention. What I'm speaking of is the prevention. You follow this path, you will not encounter that obstacle that's going to resist you or restrict you. Wake up is what we talk about. You're listening to Barrington. There's a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide. People still call me and ask me about the topic. I've been promising for a very long time to get onto the second one, and I've been busy doing it. It aligns you to your true purpose. It talks about getting your mind right, your body right, your views right, how to find your desire in life, and how to live your best self. Awaken and Ascension Guide, and you could pick it up from Amazon. It's on Amazon. If you wanted to send us an email, we're always here. Listen, I do try my best to get back to you as best as I can. If you want to see what we look like on the website, the website is HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. And that, you could check it out. And the information is there, a lot of the stuff about the books and what's upcoming. And from time to time, I don't go there very often because I am still very busy, but I do get there from time to time. Gary, do we have any more emails?
Yes, we do. We have an email from Norm. He says, very interesting take when you talk about crime on TV and people watching that. My question to you, Barrington, were you ever arrested for anything? That's from Norm. Okay, Norm. Thank you. Patrick says, what actually is a spiritual life? Is it stuff that we do good? Is it bad? Is it someone we worship? What is it exactly? That's from Patrick. Susan wants to know, I would love to see abs on my husband. You talk about food. A lot of people say, well, you have to do this for exercise and that. But is it actually food? And if it is, what foods are we talking about? That's from Susan. And the last one here, William writes in and he says, I know nutrition for the body is very important, but you brought up nutritional thoughts. What are nutritional thoughts? Do they have anything to do with food? That's from William. And back to you.
That's a good one. William, nutritional thoughts is just positive thinking stuff that's going to benefit you in the long run, where you're thinking good things about you. You're thinking you're wonderful, you're amazing, you're great, you're handsome or pretty, and all these things. And as you move through life, what you give to the body in a good sense, come back to into the mind, to the thoughts, come back to reward you in the end. And a nutritional thing is just to do what is good, productive, and positive for the brain. And of course, you got to the mind. And of course, you got to exercise it by read a book, you know, study something. If you go to the gym and work out the body all the time, you have to give idea. I mean, the body will be at its best and it will do great things. And the blood's pumping, it goes through the blood. It makes this whole thing. But it wouldn't hurt to exercise the mind from time to time. Do something that's challenging to you. Learn a language, man, or play an instrument, or do the Rubik's Cube. I'm still struggling with that. And do these things. I used to do this thing on the computer many years ago. They send you mind testing questions because, you know, just to see if you know them and stuff. Eventually, I got boring. But anyways, the point is that you have to physically work out every single part of you. And to answer the quick question, the nutritional thoughts is just what is healthy and what is productive and what's going to make you do well. Now, if you have greatness that you want to achieve in life, put it in an image where you could physically see it and execute that every day of your life until you get there. You will get there. And if you were listening to the earlier part of the show, don't stop in the journey and, you know, pour a whole bunch of water on your steps just so, because you don't feel it's working. It's consistent and you have to know it's going to happen. I guarantee you it's going to happen. If you don't derail your dreams, you will achieve it. And you must know this. Seekers will find. Hence the name seekers. You will find. If you look for it, it's there looking for you. Seekers will find. And a lot of the great religious books will tell you the same thing. If you seek, you will find. And it goes to the negative. The girl who's not trusting her boyfriend will go looking for something that probably wasn't even there, but, you know, it's created it. I'm saying probably. I don't know the situation. I don't know any personal situation, but I'm saying seekers will find. That's what they do. And it's important that you go out and try to find in life what you hope to have, and the secret desire that's within you, make sure it's right, because if you're not doing it right, something could be wrong. Susan, the abs on your husband. Now, the abs are made in the kitchen. It's a reference. No, you're not going to eat any good food that's going to, well, it takes the fat away. I think the abs are there. They're just not developed. Some people have a keg, you know, and some has a six pack. It's just how life is. But the point that we're trying to get at is, yes, if you pick the right food that the body needs, like we all want pizza, a lot of us, pizza and ice cream and cookies all the time. But the older we get, the more we understand that's probably not the good thing to do. So if you're feeding the body with what is required of the body will set itself to be in the shape it is supposed to be. Okay, and you will get rid of the extra love handles, if that's what you want to call them, or, you know, and the abs will show up. But when my son makes a reference as to the abs are made in the kitchen, he's simply going to the point of saying, if you eat properly, you will achieve everything your body. The body will just shut down and get rid of all the, you know, if you're eating a lot of, salty foods, like junk foods, your body's going to go ahead and retain a whole bunch of water. Just so the salt doesn't overcome you. You don't have too much sodium. You know, that's what the body does. It's playing bodyguard or goalie to your system. And it will hold that water on your system. But if you change the food, the water is not necessary. So it's going to go away. If you're eating late at night or all these things that you do, you will create something different than what it's supposed to do. You're supposed to be laying in bed sleeping after 11 o'clock, and the body will go into its rejuvenation stage, and it'll be refreshed tomorrow morning when you wake up, brand new body again. But if you should be up and you throw food on that system, you're forcing the body to work overtime, and it's not going to respond well. I'm just saying that. So the abs, technically, yeah, the abs are made in the kitchen. However, you know, if you eat properly and you eat the food that the body requires and find out what that is, I know for sure it's all whole foods. That's what it is. And I am always saying no meat, you know, but that's what I'm saying. And it's been proven. Pat, you want to know what a spiritual life is. The way it is, nature's intended way of life. He didn't tell us to kill one another, chase one another, take advantage of each other, hurt anybody. We just live innocuous as we go through life, just to be who you are and be fair to all man, because they're your brothers and they're your sisters and your children and your mom and everybody else. Though you have a different flavor, different culture, different religion, different beliefs, this, that person, man, still walks around with two legs and get up in the morning and do the same thing you do, put his pants on one leg at a time, heads out the door to go find a way to feed his family. Or the female. When I say this, please understand, I mean mankind. Okay? Sometimes, yeah, I mean mankind. People in general, this is what we do. Most of us. And the idea behind it is that that person is you. It is you. I say this a lot. The older person that's in front of you, it's you waiting to happen. Today, you have the choice of how you will be treated when it becomes your turn for somebody who wants to help you out with things. Today, you have that choice. The person in front of you is you. Be kind to everybody. Even the snake in your life, just kindly walk away from them. You know, but just be kind to everyone. And life will work out for you. A life will work out for you greatly. I talk to a friend of mine almost every night, and we generally discuss a lot of spirituality things and spiritual stuff. And I made comment of one day I lost my wallet, and I came home and it was on my front door. I didn't even know it was lost. Somebody had found it wherever I left it and picked it up and brought it to the house. Amazing. But these things will happen to me. I don't think if I was a person that would do the opposite, that kind gesture would have occurred to me. Probability may have happened, but did show up at my door even before I realized it was missing. It's amazing. So do good things is what I'm saying. So Pat, you're asking about a spiritual life. Live that way. Live that way. Don't see the worst in others. And if you're trying to control somebody, you can't love them. You got to know you can't love the one you're controlling. It doesn't work. Try to understand them. It's easier. Oh, yeah. The crime on the TV, Norma asked about this one, Norma. And your mind is influenced by what you see. And it is moving towards, you know, what we watch. And everybody always talks about this, the children playing video games, violent, very violent video games, that it doesn't have an impact on them. And I beg to differ, because our mind goes towards what we see on TV. Now, what we're aware of in this age, in this stage of our lives, is we're seeing a lot more crime sprees and stuff like that. Now, when we were kids, it might have been there. I didn't see it. Okay, the world's gotten greater and there's more people here, a bigger population. But something is introducing some things to us. We're smarter. We're healthy. No, we're not any healthier, actually. A lot of advancement in medicine. We're still more sick than we were. Are they advancements? That's been my question for the longest time. But my point is, if you're looking at something, be it physical on television or just a thought that you carry in your mind. Okay, so here's a, you know, these things, it comes. When we were younger and we're in high school, we saw the pretty girl. We've always said, yeah, I want to meet her. I would love to meet her. And it would happen. It would happen. Because we held the thought. I don't know for how long. But the point being, if you hold it in your mind, it will come. If you're trying to live this great life, it will come. You just have to, first of all, identify what that is to you. What is the great life you're talking about? And hold on to it, because it will come. Seekers will find. So if it's wisdom to be the great musician or to be the great artist or the great dancer, the man with the six pack, like, Susan's husband, whatever the case may be, the clay You're the body is the clay and the mind is the potter. So you have the ability to make whatever you want from that Play-Doh, that clay, like we all played with when we were kids. You have that ability. It doesn't change any at all as you become an adult, as you grow up and understand where you are today. It doesn't change. Pick a new shape of the one you enjoy, the one you're seeing. And the good thing is at any given point, you can just squish it. Remember, you just squish it, roll it, flatten it out, and start again. I don't know if you could do that with the physical body, and you know you don't want to, but the idea is you change what you put in, man. Change what you put in. You know, when we're listening to the music that we so love and it's amazing, and then we don't like it anymore. Well, back in the old day, you press a button, you pull the tape, but you put a new one in. Some of us even remember 8-track tapes, but I don't want to go back there and, you know, date myself. The point being, we have the ability to change the program, change the mindset, change who we are, look at different methods through life. And if the one that you're dealing with right now is not serving you, remember, it is not permanent. Difficult to change depending on how long you're doing it. I was told a long time ago that after you turn 39, we're not thinking anymore. We start reflecting and living our lives according to memory. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. I need to eat. Oh, it's 11. I should go to bed. Oh, it's Sunday. I got to go to fishing, you know? So all these things that we give up on is we accept where we stand today because we believe we can't change it. We believe we can't change it. Well, I'll tell you, you've got the rest of your life to create that change. Start today. Take a day off. Start tomorrow. Whenever. But you need to see the path ahead of you and realize you could get there, and you need to stop saying at any given time you derail your dream, you step off your boundary, get off the train, saying, this is crazy. What am I doing? Where you are today, whatever it is you do for a living, your profession, you went through probably a lot of training for it, academic sometimes, just the physical, however it may be, but you had to prepare yourself for where you stand today, where you want to be tomorrow. And don't think you're restricted by time, because, you know, I don't know if anybody in their late 40s could become a professional football player. But do you really want to? Yeah, we do have windows of opportunity. And if it's relative to physicality, you might want to tackle it when you're young. I've said wisdom was given after youth. It should have been the other way around. We get youth first, and most of us piss it away, pardon the expression, and then we get wisdom later on, going, oh my Lord, if I had that ability or that time or whatever, you would change a lot of things. Well, where you stand right now, you will be advancing to certain time ahead of you, and don't use those same lyrics that you're using today, oh, if I had that time. But you're there right now. So start that march towards success that you seek or you desire. Youth was given before wisdom. You get older. And I realize that if wisdom had come before youth, the world probably wouldn't continue. I think that, because a lot of us would make a lot of other decisions, you know. And see the world and travel and bungee jump in Australia, if that's what they do, or whatever the case may be, you would explore and do a lot of other things. It would be too busy. But the unfortunate thing is we got wisdom, some of us, after youth has left us. Seems as if they can't coexist. Damn it. This is what we talk about. Thank you for being a part of the show. We love you being there. We talked about the spiritual world and how we can exist in the spiritual world. I talk about living a life of spirituality, and that simply means that you want to be innocent and harmless throughout life and be kind to others and be willing to help everybody else as you are willing to get help from others please do not rely on the fact that you're physically robust and you're bigger and you can take advantage of the small man. That's not the way life needs to be. Yes, you can argue that nature has it that the survival of the fittest, but it also means your spiritual, your knowledge and your wisdom that we have within us. And we have systems out there that tries to protect those from those who don't respect those rules. So we have the laws and society. But if you think about it and you became that person who are willing and able to live among other people in a unit, and you work together, there'll be no fear. And that's what we want out of life. Fear is killing us and we don't realize it. And we think we're better, so we put ourselves in this little group and we say, if you're not a part of us, you're not as good as us, naturally. So we exclude ourselves and we put this barrier around us. Are they keeping you in or keeping them out? Maybe they're keeping you in. Right? Wake up. Smell the roses that's in a perfectly good garden that you've cultivated for your existence and the life that you seek here. Pleasurable life that you seek here, because happiness is the gold, and to live is the gold. You choose to have a wave life. We all do, and we want it to be happy. Most people I meet, they're trying to change it because the one they're living is not serving them as they thought it would. Well, there are certain things out there that probably isn't for you. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to win the tallest man contest. I honestly have come to conclude that, but I've accepted the fact that I'm not going to win that tallest man in the world contest. So therefore, I am who I am, and so be it. Is that important to me? Hell no. I just made it up. It's not important at all. Other what's important is for me to live the life that I'm living that's around me, and I suggest you do the same and understand your greatness. Understand your greatness. Don't allow karma to take off the last decade or two of your life. Do not do that. Do not mess it up. Live your best self. This is why we say live a spiritual life and be friends with everybody you meet. You don't have to give them, you know, the world or your money or anything, but you have to be tolerant to live within the same confines as them, work in the same office as them, has them. Everybody is everybody, and that's hard to imagine. Is that cage that you've put up around you or your society keeping people out, or are they keeping you in? I think it might be keeping you in. Last couple of minutes, I want to talk about our meditation. It's important if you wanted to know how to get on this path of understanding the truth of life. Don't spend your entire life searching for a purpose. Just live it. Purpose will come. Maybe the purpose is just to live it. Seek what you want to find, and remember, seekers always find. Do not throw a negative bucket of water on your positive path of light. Do not do that. See what you want, know that it's understandable, write it down, study it, listen to other people. That's going to keep you on the track to get to your destination. Understand one thing, that you are the leader of you. Let's meditate. Sit still every single day for 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes at night, until you could perfect that to a longer 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then it satisfies you. It'll tell you everything you need to know about life. That's the bottom line. Gives you your brush and kicks it out of the park, gets rid of the unhealthy foods that you've been eating, and it sets your mind straight. Because what you're doing is you're reconnecting to all that there is. You're reconnected to the spiritual existence. You're reconnecting yourself. You're tying that umbilical cord back into nature's way, and the information is being fed to you. Much like if you guys have ever seen an umbilical cord, or even knows what it is. Yeah, it goes and it connects you to all that there is. So when you top that jar open and you allow yourself to meditate and move into a positive light, you are reconnecting to life as nature intended it to be. Meditate for a much better life. Thank you for joining us. You have a very pleasant day. Enjoy the new life that you want to set up for yourself. And to everyone around the world who's listening, thank you for being home. Namaste.
for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.